Hello, guys. I wanted to drop this training in here. This is just going to be super short and sweet and really focus on something that I've been embodying more and more every day. This does take practice. You will not be a pro by the end of this 5-minute session. But I want you know how I'm always saying, like, embody her. What does she look like? Where does she work? What does she do for fun? What does she wear? All these things, right? And we always try to think about, like, okay, meeting her. And I know that a lot of you do the visualizations, which is amazing. And you should always, always do them, especially when you need to get a glimpse of her again, right? So one way that I've been doing something, and y'all know that I love manifestation, babe. And this is something that she brought up in another training that I completely, number one, forgot about. And I used to do this a lot. And so I'm coming back to it and I wanted to share it with you. I think it would help you because I know it's helping me. So I want you to imagine right now that someone wrote you a check for $1 million. Like, literally handed you a check for $1 million. This money was yours. You were expecting it kind of like someday. But they finally paid off this debt to you, or you inherited it or something. Okay, you use your imagination. However, you got this $1 million. Don't overthink it. They hand you this check for $1 million. It is Friday afternoon. You go to your bank and you go to deposit the $1 million. The bank teller looks at you and she says, "No problem. It's in your account, but you will not have access to the $1 million until Monday morning." It's nothing's wrong with the check. Nothing's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong except for the fact that it is Friday at 4:58 p.m. We close in 2 minutes. And, the whole whatever happens in the bank world, we just can't release it yet. But don't you worry. It's automatically going to be coming to you Monday at 8 a.m. Okay? You're not even upset. You're like, well, this $1 million, man, this $1 million is about to change my damn life. So if it's Friday night and I gotta wait till Monday morning at 8, like, no problem. So you leave the bank, and because you know that money's gonna be there. There is no weirdness going on, okay? Like, no doubt at all, it will be there. All right. So you leave the bank. You get in the car, and I want you to ask yourself, how do you feel driving home right now? Like, you're going to become a millionaire in literally 48 hours, like a millionaire. How do you feel? Like, I bet you're not pissed that the light turned red. In fact, I bet you're like happy that the light turned red because you're like, fuck yes, this gives me longer to listen to my favorite music. This gives me time to like have a little happy dance right now. This gives me time to look over to my right and see that auto sales, like Mercedes dealer that I just normally don't even look at because I'm like, oh, I can't afford that car over there anyways. But now you're looking. Now you're like, damn, those are nice cars, actually. As you look back to your car, I mean, your car's great, don't get me wrong, but damn, that's some nice cars over there. And then you just have this little like, I could go buy that right now if I wanted to. In fact, I could go buy two. I want you to think about how does that make you feel right now? I bet you nobody could tell you shit. I bet you nobody could make you feel any sort of way right now because you are about to be a millionaire. Nobody can look at you sideways. Nobody could tell you nothing. Like, you are different. I want you to feel that right now. How would that feel? Are you standing taller? Are you like, yes? Are you like relaxing a little bit more? Are you like, And maybe you're doing a little snappy snap like I do, where I'm like, hell yeah, like try to put me in a bad mood. That's not gonna happen. So I want you to really embody that right now, okay? I want you to think that check's gonna be available to you Monday, and you're gonna spend all weekend thinking about what are you gonna do with that much money? How, like, who are you gonna serve with that much money? And I'm not talking like you need to go like save your community, okay? Like, some people will, some people won't. I just want you to think about, I could go book that trip to Bora Bora, the one that I've been putting off for 10 years. I could literally just go book it. I could do whatever I want to do. I want you to just embody that. Okay, I know. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about it this weekend. So it's Thursday, and hopefully you're hearing this from Thursday or Friday. I want you to really visualize this. Because I promise you right now, somebody might not come up to you with a $1 million check, okay? That might not be a true reality for most of us. But I can promise you right now that $1 million is not unattainable for any of us. It's just not. I want you to think about all of the creative ways that you could make $1 million. And in fact, I could tell you right now, there really is a million ways to make $1 million. You just have to get $1 from a million things, right? What if we just normalized thinking that way? What if we just normalized that $1 million is $1 million? And I want you to just embody right now those feelings. Go all weekend with that feeling. Can't nobody stop me now. See how you feel. I want you to build your content this week like you are a damn millionaire. You're a millionaire. I want you to go through all of this right now, all weekend. Every single thing, every time you start to get upset or triggered about anything going on in your life, I want you to be like, I'm a damn millionaire. Because you know what you are? You are. You're just still trying to figure out how to actually make that $1 million appear in your account. But that's what you're doing here. Every single day, that's what you're doing. Anyways, love y'all. Can't wait to hear. Maybe you could drop in the comments what you're gonna go spend your $1 million on. And maybe I'll start it. I think I'll start it. All right, bye guys.